You guys have a seat. Now, it would be a shame if, you know, the last thing you saw of Bodhi was him dying in a video getting shot by a laser cat. And so, like we did with KJ a couple weeks ago, if you were here, we want to give Bodhi a chance to share his lasting impressions. And he's going to share three things, just like KJ did. His lasting impressions from his life when he was your age in junior high, what God did in his life then. From his time here at Watermark, and then what he hopes that the lasting impressions you'll take away from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade here at Watermark. You know, we reviewed this. We can throw it up real quick, but on the Watermark website, it talks about the name of our church and why we're called Watermark. And it's for two reasons. One is on money. It's like a little impression that you can only see it when you hold it up to the light, but it's a sign of authenticity showing you that it's not fake. And we want to be real, and we want our faith to be real, and our lives to be real as we follow Christ. And then also, if there's a flood, when the waters go back down, there's a mark that's left to show how high the floodwaters have risen, because the waters, the continual presence, it leaves a mark long after it's gone. And so we hope that God has left a mark on our lives that others can see, and that we leave a mark on other people's lives. And so that sort of mark is the lasting impression that we are talking about. And so we've been inspired by Psalm 111, the first four verses. The encouragement here is to praise the Lord and thank Him with all our hearts as we meet with His godly people. God has done amazing deeds. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in Him should ponder them. And that's what KJ did, and that's what Bodhi's done, is he said, man, I'm meeting with people. I thank God for what He's done. He's done amazing things in my life. I'm going to think about it. Everything God does reveals His glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails, and He causes us to remember His wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our God. So I just asked Bodhi, I said, hey, remember what God's done in your life and share it with these kids. So I'm going to interview you. You got three questions.
Okay.
Here we go. First one. What lasting impressions did you take away from your relationship with the Lord when you were in junior high, 6th, 7th, 8th grade?
Okay. In junior high, I would say that my relationship with the Lord was marked with two things, peace and hope. For peace, I have a verse, if you can put up the first verse. Philippians 4, 6 or 7 says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And so this wasn't a verse that I knew or anything when I was in junior high. I didn't have it on, you know, didn't have it in my heart or anything like that. But my life in junior high wasn't a lot like your guys's, as far as I wasn't in the Word probably near as much as you guys are, hopefully, in your small groups and things. But I had a good prayer life, I would say, in junior high. And not even knowing this verse, I could still see now that this verse, you know, it's true. When I prayed for anything and everything that would come my way in junior high, and I experienced a peace that just exceeds all understanding. I can't look back in junior high and feel like I was ever overwhelmed with life. I felt a peace because, again, I was praying. The second thing is hope. The verse for that is Psalm 39, 6 or 7. We are merely moving shadows, and all our busy rushing ends in nothing. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My hope is in You. NIV, New American Standard, also says, like, on verse 7, what do I look for? What am I waiting for? In junior high, you know, being surrounded by, you know, same things that you guys are surrounded by, different things, but, you know, what's popular? Having the newest, neatest shoes, clothes, having a girlfriend, and all this kind of things that, you know, people that don't have Christ, hey, put their hope in what's next? What am I looking for? What am I waiting for? And just having Christ in my life, I didn't have to wonder what to wait for. I already had it. And so that was the other part that marked my life in junior high.
And when did you become a Christian before junior high, when mm-hmm. you were real young?
Yeah.
And so, describe that real quick.
Well, I was actually 6 years old when I sat down and it was all explained to me. You know, people will say, oh, I didn't understand it back then, and, you know, maybe later I got it. You know, I think I had a very firm understanding that Christ died for my sins. That was the only way I could ever be in heaven. You know, in sixth grade, it's just heaven, you know.
Yeah.
But along the way, I never had to question my salvation, but I did learn more of what that is, having a relationship. And So yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I ask is, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I've been a Christian all my life, or, you know, I became a Christian when I was 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever, but they don't have the fruit of the Spirit, which is what you just described, peace and hope are two of those. They don't have peace in their life. They're constantly worried and anxious about things, and they don't have hope. They're striving for things of this world, constantly trying to find what's next. And I would just encourage you guys, if you don't have peace and hope in your life, to evaluate your relationship with the Lord. Because, like he was saying, he didn't have like a ton of scripture memorized or any of that, but the truth was like sunken into his heart, and it was affecting his life. And he was drawn to the Lord to pray to him about everything. And so if you're not finding those things in your life, not that you have to be perfectly at peace all the time and never want something because your hope is only in heaven. I mean, those things are going to pop up. But if you're driven by those things, by worry, anxiety, things of this world, I'd encourage you to evaluate your relationship with the Lord. Talk to someone about it, to a leader in this room or your parent or to your friends or something like that. And you know, see if you really have the deep understanding that he had. That will affect your life, and you really understand what God did for you and what that means for us.
What's funny is that I just sit here thinking, I just thought about this, is how, like, you go through seasons in your life, and I can, you know, even back to that verse that you were talking about, we look back and we remember and we see what God's done and it works, and I've still gone through seasons where I didn't have peace and hope, and it's strange to go wander away a little bit sometimes and not, I can look back in junior high and go, man, why don't I have that now, and learn from that and go back to just, well, I need to be more prayerful, and I need to, you know, things like that.
But you know where to go.
I know where to go. And then, like, I think, you know, if anybody's like, oh, you know, he has it. He had it, and he always will have it. It's not true. You're always learning, always going through, you know, getting to know God more and relearning things.
And that's good for people in this room that have had that, but they might not be experiencing peace or hope or any of those things now. If you've had it, you know where to find it. Go back. Remember. Ponder. Recall what God's done that's good. Second question, Bodhi, I want you to talk about is, you've been here 4 years. So what lasting impressions do you think you'll take away from your time at Watermark? So you're leaving on what, Friday?
Yes.
To go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never coming back.
Never.
And so, just kidding. So what will you take away?
It's an easy answer, and it might sound redundant, and I hope it's not too redundant, but like gathering together, community, small groups, all that stuff is huge. And outside of Watermark for me, I didn't know that. And so the verse I have for gathering together, and you've heard this verse too, and hopefully you'll hear it more and more. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. And I can't tell you enough, you know, and we can't tell you enough how important it is and what you guys are doing. Is being together in small groups and encouraging each other and loving each other. And then, you know, I mean, just all that stuff is within small group. That is a lasting impression. I will take that with me.
So at Watermark, it's pretty easy to be in a small group. As an adult, you're practically forced to be in one if you want to be here. So if you're taking that, you know, impression away, do you anticipate it's going to be a challenge for you in Chicago to find people to meet together with?
I do anticipate it being a challenge, but I also know that God has gone before me. And, I mean, he's already answered our prayers as far as, you know, jobs and a place to live, all that kind of thing. And so Ashley and I have already prayed about, you know, who will you have around us? Who, you know, help us to find those people. And so I know he will answer that prayer, but it will be a challenge. And, but I know it's important. So.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about these guys. Someday you guys are going to go to high school, and then you're going to go to college, definitely. You're going to find yourself in environments where you're not just naturally surrounded by people that are going to encourage you day to day.
Yeah.
And you've got to go out and find it and pray that God would bring it to you, but it's got to be a priority that you're seeking God about that and you're seeking it out yourself. Any other impressions from here?
The other thing was just... I don't have a verse for this one, but, you know, the other thing was God is at work, and again, it's one of these things that's kind of like, you're in here, you're like, of course God's at work, and I feel like, you know, Watermark and the leadership here is, you know, right on target, and I get to experience on Tuesday mornings during staff prayer, we just hear stories after stories of what's going on in different ministries, and you get to just see life change right before your eyes. Watermark News has life change. These are things that you take for granted. Like, and you know, I've never heard story after story after story, which is just like in the, you open the Bible, it's miracle after miracle after miracle. God is still at work performing miracles, you know, saving marriages, saving relationships, changing people out of bad habits, things like that. It's just like, it's amazing to see, you know, and to remember. Again, these are things I'll be look back on when I get discouraged, like, oh, where is God? Why isn't he moving? Why are these people acting a certain way or anything like that? I can remember that God is big enough to redeem relationships in Chicago and things like that. It's so, yeah.
Cool. So what do you hope these guys, this is your last chance to kind of talk to them, what do you hope they take away from the years that they've spent here at Wake? The eighth graders have been here 3 years. They've got the summer left and they're going to high school. The other ones will be here a little bit longer. But what do you hope that, you know, this group takes away from their time in this church and this body?
For this one, I answered it with, when I spoke here like a year and a half ago or whatever, it was like getting to know Bodhi or whatever. I'll use the same verse I used when I spoke. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days." I would say the biggest thing to take away is you guys have a huge opportunity, and that was things that I overlooked when I was in junior high. Like I said, I had a good prayer life, but there were things I missed. I didn't get to gather in small groups, and I didn't even, you know, I didn't put other people first. I wasn't evangelizing and caring for people. I think you guys are set up so well here. I mean, God's gifts and where am I going? Everything is kind of, I feel like here is everything served on a silver platter. You have leaders. You have great worship with Jared, and you have a, you know, great leader in David, speaking every at Wake and making the Bible relevant to you guys. Like, everything is so great here. So don't take that for granted, and you know, don't live like fools. Like, take advantage of now, here and now.
And that's good to hear, because some people might, if you had just said, "Hey, make the most of every opportunity," they'll be like, "Man, my life's rough and I don't have any opportunities. I'm barely getting by myself." But the way you just said it, I mean, everybody that's in here in this room has heard truth today through the singing and through the reading of God's Word, which you did. And now they have the opportunity to allow that to impact their lives and share it with other people.
And so many of
that every week.
Sorry. And so many of you are taking advantage, and that's so encouraging. To, you know, when I've done connections, I've always been so encouraged to see how you guys serve and put others first. And, you know, I'm a junior hire, but I can still, you know, serve the Lord. And then you guys take that, and like, even with, throughout the school year, they're like, "Okay, I can do it in the summer. I'm going to go volunteer with, you know, smaller children," things like that. That is a huge encouragement to me, because that's, again, that's something that I miss. I'm glad you guys are taking advantage of that.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to...